Duncan Neal is our landlord of the week. He runs Just Beer, which is a micro pub selling only real ales in Newark. Duncan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Thank you for coming in. Welcome to the programme. Real ales is one of these areas that's seen a steady increase over a few years and then suddenly just taken off like you wouldn't believe, hasn't it?
It has, indeed. And I like to think that perhaps we made a decision to do what we did by opening a real ale-only bar at the right time, because obviously, having done our research before we opened it, that was the way that it looked pretty much, and after nearly 18 months of trading, it's proved very much to be that's the case.
Yeah, what is a micro pub?
It's basically a very small pub. We specialise in beer from micro breweries, which is not the big nationals, it's the small independent, some of them one-man bands, which again is a huge growth industry at the moment. I think in December it was averaging about 3 new microbrewers a week were opening up within the country. So obviously everything's done on a small scale, and that's the sort of beer that that basically we're looking at giving to the people of Newark and the surrounding area.
Mm. And our customers sort of fueling this, really? Is there a sense, do you get, that in these times of attrition, if we're going to spend our money on something, we want to spend it on a premium product?
Exactly right. That seems very much to be the case. You know, people, like I say, we all know that money's not available in abundance these days as disposable income. And like I say, people are looking for new drinks, for flavours, for quality. And obviously that fits in very much with our market.
And something a little bit unique and a little bit different as well, not the sort of run-of-the-mill, off-the-shelf beer that...
Definitely. We actually major on getting one-offs, specialities, rarities. We like to try and get hold of beer as early as we can from new breweries once they're set up. We pride ourselves very much. One of my business partners, Phil, spends an awful lot of time researching the whole market on new breweries and getting feedback on that, so that hopefully we're not taking too much of a gamble when we order in beer for the first time. We've got a beer festival coming up which starts actually a week tomorrow, of which we're actually majoring. We've got 17 ales going on sale, the majority of which are from brand new breweries, some of them only 3 or 4 weeks old, and one-offs, specials, rarities, all sorts of things. That's what we like to really major on. So we offer something completely different for the drinker. We've been described by many people, actually, we were like a mini beer festival every day.
Mm. And isn't it interesting how drinkers, for years and years and years, you'd go into your local and almost before you got to the bar, the landlord would have your usual tipple ready for you on the bar, which was enchanting and charming for a number of years. But now we kind of don't want that, do we?
We want to try
different things.
No, that's right. It's very much changed from that. I mean, back in years gone by, it was pretty much you had mild, bitter, possibly brown ale.
Yeah.
That was it. Everyone stuck to their same drink. But now there's so much variety. We're looking at getting close on to 900 microbreweries in the country now. If you just think that an average portfolio, they're probably churning out 4 or 5 different beers, you can see how many is available. Mm. And there's ones being added all the time. So, you know, for the drinker out there that's looking just to try different beers, you're always playing catch up, as we are.
We'll do some more with Duncan in just a moment. BBC Radio Nottingham.